We're broadcasting live from Hillsdale, Michigan this morning. This is the Steve Gruber Show, and this is Thursday, February 21st, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, what chance does the Green New Deal have if even prominent Democrats are laughing at it? Illinois Senator Dick Durbin on Morning Joe yesterday said he's not sure if it has earned his support.
To be honest with you, I've read it and I've reread it. And I asked Ed Markey, what in the heck is this?
You sound like Nancy.
He says,
it's a wish list of every progressive fantasy over the past 50 years, a price tag of trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars. Even someone as liberal as Dick Durbin can't endorse it in its present form. Two, this one you just won't believe. A lawmaker in Illinois wants to make it a crime. Wants to make it a civil rights violation for anyone, for you, to ask a candidate for public office about being a parent, or about religion, or about child care arrangements. This bill actually has been filed and is now awaiting action in Illinois. First Amendment, anyone? And on top, Jussie Smollett now in police custody this morning, going from a victim to accused criminal. He's been charged with disorderly conduct. It's a felony after allegedly filing a false police report about that alleged racially fueled attack in Chicago. He will be in court later on today. This is a predictable end to a case that was falling apart by the day. And don't forget about potential federal charges as well. And we'll discuss that in a second. Scott Bertram and the Steve Gruber Show. Smollett, and then I want to also return to Dick Durbin and some audio there from Morning Joe. I'm the general manager of the student radio station here at Hillsdale College. Also teach journalism down here. Find my podcast with National Review called Political Beats, in which we talk people in and around politics about their favorite music, their favorite band. Pavement is the most recent band we've covered. Also ELO in the last few weeks. It's available nationalreview.com and elsewhere. And I also want to point out quickly another new effort that you can hear my voice in a lot of places. So I hope you're not tired of it. I feel in here for Steve. You hear me there. You hear me everywhere. A brand new show, which you might hear on this very here radio station, perhaps over the weekend. And if not, you can also find it in podcast form, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play, iTunes, SoundCloud. It's called the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. And in it, I, your host, talk with faculty, staff members here at Hillsdale about news of the day, about the best things in life, about Western heritage, about liberal arts. We talk about books. We talk about economics. We talk about anything happening here on the campus. We also talk to people who are not Hillsdale-related, authors and think tank researchers and politicians and others. It's a neat little show. Comes out weekly on Fridays. You can find it in all those locations. Just search for the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. And it also might be on this very station you're listening to right now on the weekend. But I invite you to check it out, the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. All right, Jussie Smollett is, in fact, in custody this morning. He was charged last night with disorderly conduct, a felony, about filing that false police report. Now, this morning, he has turned himself into authorities and is waiting for a bond hearing later today. Could face anywhere from probation to 3 years in prison if convicted on that charge. And, you know, previously you had Good Morning America interviews. You had him saying, of course, I'm telling the truth. Who would make something like this up? Who would do this? Who would send a letter? Who would do this? Well, Jussie Smollett, apparently. Lawyers say, like every other citizen, Mr. Smollett enjoys the presumption of innocence. Okay. Chicago police. We'll have a press conference a little bit later on this morning. Do not forget there is still a federal investigation underway because of that letter that was mailed to Jussie Smollett, care of the Empire recording studio, taping studio, where Empire's taped, postmarked in suburban Chicago, January 18th, arrived, was a threatening letter. Police now apparently investigating whether or not that was sent by Smollett himself or sent by those brothers under the instructions of Jussie Smollett. Either way, you mess with the mail, that's a federal crime. So federal authorities are still investigating, and that investigation continues. No word yet on how close they are to perhaps making an announcement there. The people who produce Empire, the Fox network, say, hey, they still support Jussie Smollett, and he's a consummate pro, and he's not being written out of a show. And, well, I would say they might want to take a just, you know, a cursory glance at ways they might write him out of a show. He might be unavailable. You know, my wife asked me a few days ago, this is maybe 5 days ago, before we kind of knew all this for sure, that it was made up, that it was a hoax. I thought from the start it was. There were so many questions. There were so many things that made no sense whatsoever. If you were not skeptical, I think you were a fool. If you're not skeptical of the story, nothing made sense about the story. Anyway, my wife says, well, if this is true, is his career over? Is he done? And I kind of laughed for a bit, quite frankly, because, look, he's a liberal. He's of the left. There is nothing that can kill a career on that end of the spectrum, right? I mean, he's going to have to apologize. And I told her what he's going to say is basically some form of, you know, like Trump derangement syndrome. He's going to say, look, I'm a gay man in Trump's America, and it's just under so much pressure. And it's, you know, America is just so unfair to people like me. And, you know, I was just feeling very oppressed and feeling like I was put upon, and I just snapped, and, you know, my mental state was not good, but it's because of Trump and because of things he says and policies. And it's just, you know, Trump is just such a big deal in this country, and just so oppressed. So he's gonna weasel his way out of that way. And then he's going to have his own talk show in like 8 months, right? He's going to have his own show. Is it kill his career? No. I think his career will be stronger after this, which is, of course, perhaps another incentive for people to do similar things in the future, I suppose, because the media lapped this up like kitty cats. You know, it was like catnip. Oh, this is a great story. Oh, we got to run. It's a reflection on America. It's an indictment of Trump and his rhetoric and of you know, Trump supporters and red hat wearing Americans. This is just, and of course, that's not how it turned out. But that's the narrative. Anything that feeds into the narrative, they'll accept, they'll run. And so we might get more of this in the future. So, yeah, I think, you know, Jussie Smollett under arrest, Jussie Smollett charged with crimes, maybe a federal case. I think in, you know, give it 6 months, 8 months, maybe a year, he'll be back. New show, comedy special on Netflix, perhaps. His own talk show somewhere. I think his career is going to be just fine. He's a liberal. He's on the right team. So he'll get another chance no matter what. I don't know if we have time. Let's play that cut really quickly if we can, Alex. The Dick Durbin on yesterday, Morning Joe, talking about the Green New Deal. You heard that one cut where he kind of laughed at a question earlier. This is another part of the interview. Dick Durbin yesterday on Morning Joe.
At this point, I would be, I can't tell you, to be honest with you. I've read it and I've reread it. And I asked Ed Markey, what in the heck is this?
You sound like Nancy.
He says, it is an aspiration.
Uh-huh.
You know, okay,
you don't vote for aspirations.
It's a resolution aspiration. Right. What we're going to do is ask the Republican leader, what's your position on global warming while we're at it?
Yeah.
Shouldn't you come out on the record and tell us whether you believe that human activity is having an impact on our environment? Mm-hmm. Let's get on the record on both sides.
But you wouldn't vote for it in its current form.
And I'm going to take a look, Willie.
You've taken a look. What do you think?
It's long. That's what I think.
The guy tipped his hand.
And at the end, I look for in their wherefore, and there's no wherefore involved in it.
Okay, but so you wouldn't.
I will tell you, I certainly agree with the premise. Global warming is a threat to the planet we live on, and we're not doing enough. We should do more.
That's a very liberal man right there who will not support the Green New Deal at the moment. Scott Bertram on the Steve Gruber Show.
Imagine the life you want to lead. Enjoying your kids. Enjoying your retirement. There's only one problem. You can't because you owe the IRS. Or maybe there are some unfiled tax returns. Don't wait for the IRS to file a lien, seize your income, or empty your bank account. Hope is only a phone call away. I'm Chris McGlatcher from Fresh Start Tax Solutions. We're here in Michigan. Call my team of experts at 269-969-9752. Or go to stevegruber.com to find us.
Rent is up. Salaries are up. Supplies are up.
Owning a business means owing bills, but DTE Energy is committed to helping your business thrive. DTE offers rebates, tools, and tips to help you save energy and money. We even have experts who conduct free business energy consultations to show you where to save.
Hey, my energy bill went down 10%.
Visit dteenergy.com/save now to learn more. DTE Energy. Know your own power. DTE Energy is committed to helping Michigan businesses. So we perform over 1,800 free on-site business energy consultations each year and offer rebates and incentives on upgrades to energy-efficient equipment. In fact, we help them save over $40 million every year because more businesses saving money means more businesses making money. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.